Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So, Vicki, how often does internet, porn usage morph into porn addiction?
The professionals in this area would say, if you're getting on once in a while and you're just looking at it now and then, that is not a full-blown addiction. It, by definition, addiction is affecting your every single daily life.
You can't not do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that the people who actually were involved in the whole Ashley Madison scandal, though, would tell you that they had no idea that the first time they clicked on pornography, that it would lead to that.
And for those who don't know what the Ashley Madison scandal, I don't know a ton about it, but the little I learned about it made me gasp out loud. So talk about what this Ashley Madison website was all about.
This website, their tagline says it all. Their tagline is something to the effect, life is short, have an affair.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly.
Wow. And so this was almost like a match website to match you up with somebody that you could have an illicit affair with, and they promised privacy.
Yes.
How convenient.
In theory. Well, and here's how ridiculous. Nothing on the internet is a secret. Nothing. If you put something online, eventually it will come out. There's always a fingerprint there, right? And, 30 million people had signed up for this website. And interestingly, the lion's share of those were men. In the beginning, they were saying there were about 12 to 20% were women, but it has since come to light the majority of those were fake accounts set up by Ashley Madison so that the men would think there was actually women to engage with. And in fact, that wasn't the case. The thing that I think we have to step back and look at in this situation, first of all, is the good news. And I think there's incredibly good news is that this came to light. And that was God's plan.
I mean, and you said 30 million people signed up to have an affair.
30 million.
Wow. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. Daniel 2:22 says, he reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. And when dark things like this come to light, that's where God does his work. Mm-hmm. That's when he can free people from captivity. Mm-hmm. And trust me, the Christian men, the many pastors that you make reference to who were involved in this, there are a lot of well-known people who have been connected, whose names were on the site. Did they actually have an affair? No, most of them did not. In fact, the majority of those 30 million never actually acted on it. They just signed up for the site. That in and of itself,
wow,
though, talks about the fact that that's where they were at. That's, mm-hmm, where their mind was. They were willing. And so it's still a problem. But by God's grace, it never turned into anything beyond that. But the beauty is that those men were set free now, and by it coming to light, and perhaps they lost their jobs and their relationships are damaged. I mean, who has not heard about Josh Duggar's involvement in all of this? And I pray and have prayed for both he and his wife that at some point, if not already, they're able to say, thank you, Jesus, that this was exposed, because now we can stop. Now they can get the help that, mm-hmm, they need. Mm-hmm. That before it was a secret and it was just continuing. I always tell women that they should be so thankful when their husband is struggling with this addiction, because the majority of the world is just doing it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.